Okay, brace yourself. Here's Tap End.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the Tap End.
At the Tap End.
It's a cold Monday lunchtime, but this should cheer you up. It's another 24 years at the Tap End.
Controversial one, this one today, because I'm not going to one specific year. It's more a tribute to one special person in my life, Becky Huxtable.
Well, that only seems fitting after what we've just heard.
Yeah. So in preparation for this big announcement that you've made, I've made a 24 years at the Tap End today, which is dedicated, it's like a celebration of your life.
Oh. Brilliant.
Or more like our life together. Does that make any sense?
Have we had much of a life together?
We've had moments.
Have we?
Now, I'm going to be very honest in this, I warn.
Right.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Right, who does this affect? All of us.
I think everyone, but...
Is it one of those... Okay. Is it going to make us feel awkward?
I don't think so.
Who comes off worse out of it?
We'll soon see.
Oh, God. It stresses me out when you say that. Oh,
so I'm going to take you to, I suppose it's like the last 4 or 5 years at the Tap End, if you're keen.
I am Keynes of Leon.
I am... Let's see.
No rush.
He's obviously not that keen if it's taken him this long.
Can I be the late Alexander McKean?
Yes, you can. And I'm going to be Her Royal Highness Beckeen Huxtable.
That's awful.
Again, a tribute to your great self.
Oh.
Big up your chest.
What?
Is that one? No.
What is that?
Big up yourself.
Why did you say big up your chest?
I don't know. Ready?
Ready.
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 I'm a bit scared.
I've shared around 4 years of my life with Becky at my Tap End.
Can I just say straight off that we've never been together at the actual Tap End?
In the bath.
He's talking about his life, not actually together sharing a bath or hot tub or any sort of... We've never been in water together, have we?
We've never been in water together. No, that's an interesting
There was much
thought.
Talk of a Scott Mills Show hot tub evening at one point, but that sort of...
I never got around to it. Is it a bit like that... Did anyone see Mr. Selfish last night?
Yeah.
That's what
I did not need to see that.
That's what you and him would have been like in the Tap End together.
I first met Becky when she worked on a show called The Edith Bowman Show on BBC Radio 1. I found her quirky ways intriguing, and she wasn't afraid to be herself. The first time I met her was around Christmas time a few years ago. I'd gone to meet up with Scott in a pub in North London, and Becky was there. She wasn't drinking all that much, but I treated her to a shot and a drink of her choice.
You see, I don't remember this at all.
Is this the first time you met?
Yeah.
And she doesn't remember it?
No. And she told me about how much she hoped to work on the Scott Mills Show, an ambition that would later become true. She was strong in body and spirit and held herself well.
He means fat.
No, I don't mean fat.
No one ever describes a woman as strong in body unless you're talking about a larger lady.
I don't mean that at all. I just mean, as I've said it before, you can handle yourself.
She was a bubbly young woman.
Yes.
No, there was no. She wasn't bubbly at all. I feel throughout the time me and Becky have spent at the Tap End that physically we have got to know each other very well. I still have etched in my mind the time we once played innuendo bingo. Becky exposed her left breast to me.
This wasn't intentional.
The result of a wardrobe malfunction, I was led to believe.
Yes, it was.
Didn't do it on purpose, Chris.
No, who does that?
But there was a glint in her eye that almost suggested to me that she wanted me to see. I was a gentleman, though, and told her to put them away.
This is unbelievable.
Put them away, love.
Also, if I'd wanted to flash him, why would I flash one? Who does that? When do you see that? You don't ever. If you're going to flash, you flash it all.
As I said, you have quirky ways.
You don't moon someone with one cheek.
One thing me and Becky share is a passion... One thing me and Becky share...
Sorry. Wait, you can't pause there.
No. One thing me and Becky share a passion over is food. And we have bonded many times over food. We've had some incredible lunches together. and I've enjoyed eating many different types of food. It was Becky that introduced me to sushi. When I was requested for a reason I can't really remember why, to eat sushi off Becky's chest.
Oh no, I've forgotten about this.
That was brilliant.
Oh, that's awful.
Is that video still on YouTube? Awful.
Yes, it is.
That's so good.
There is a video of this on YouTube, which can be found by typing in Chris, Becky, sushi and chest.
Can I just make out that it was shot to make it look like I've got no clothes on, but obviously I have. It was just a vest top. It's just the way it's filmed that makes it look like I'm naked.
The video for this has had over 80,000 views. And according to the statistics, is most popular amongst males aged 45 to 54 that live in Jersey.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, no.
Becky has always been a popular girl with the male demographic. Guys want to be her, girls want to sleep with her.
That's not right, is it?
Have I got that the wrong way around?
I think that's the wrong way around.
It is the wrong way. No, well...
Guys want to be her, girls want to sleep with her. I see Becky every day, and it's hard not to get close to someone that you're in contact with every day. But I think generally, mutually, there is very little attraction.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Generally, I think Becky views me as a lovable nuisance, much like some kind of dog. I was trying to think of a specific example, but I couldn't.
What, a specific dog?
Yeah, like a sort of... Do you know what I mean? One that you love, but you sort of... is massively annoying. But one time in Edinburgh, I did notice a shift in her feelings. She'd had a cider or two more than normal. It had been a long day for her, having worked hard on the cabaret show that was being performed at the Edinburgh Fringe. She was wearing her trademark top, blue jeans and Converse, and she had applied makeup. I have a picture... from this evening, which I'd taken earlier the night on my camera phone.
That was when I got, do you remember East End Cabaret? I did a couple of songs at our Edinburgh thing, and one of them has got half a face painted like a man with a big tash and stuff.
Oh, I just thought that was your evening.
What's it called? It's called something. Is it called a Victor Victoria, where half of you is like half beautiful and half of you is like a man?
God, I must have had more than I thought, because I thought that was her...
her makeup.
Her makeup.
For the, for the evening.
A massive curly moustache.
Look at the picture closely.
On half of my face.
That's clearly a tash.
She was being friendlier than normal, and we were engaged in deep conversation. Emotions were running high, and I felt a closeness to Becky that I had not felt before. And as she spoke, a song began to enter my head. I realised we were having a moment. Tale as old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends, unexpectedly.
Probably just picking up a pen.
Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared, Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same. Ever a surprise.
Which one are you thinking I am at this point?
Ever as before, and ever just as sure, as the sun will rise. Tale as old as time, tune as old as song. Bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. To be honest, I wasn't sure who was the Beauty and the Beast. I in my head, I was counting myself
Belle,
as the Beast.
You
can't say that.
No, I mean, I was counting myself as the Beast. But then, I don't know, I've just seen the photo of the makeup.
But I am taller than you, so... But I'm taller
you're not
than
taller
you,
than
so
me.
I would
you
probably
say,
be... I am taller than you.
You're not taller than me.
I am taller than you, though.
He is. She is,
he
though.
Is.
He is, though. Strong in body.
But that night, the clock struck midnight and Becky left. And has ever since denied what we both felt that night.
Can I just say, a lot of this has been misinterpreted. This was not what was happening at all. We were in a bar in Edinburgh. I was just having a normal conversation with someone else. You come along, put your arms around me and start telling me how much you love me and how, why don't I like you more in the office and what can't we sort it out and... You really love me and you've never told me before, but you're really embarrassed, but you want to tell me how much you feel about me.
As I said, she's ever since denied it.
Yeah.
But I will remember that moment.
So, differing stories here. Did you get off with each other that night?
I can't be sure that I didn't.
That's never good, is it? Becky?
No, we didn't.
Come on.
That was way later.
If there's ever a time to admit it, it's now.
Like I said, it was way later on than that. It wasn't in Edinburgh.
When was that then? Oh.
9 months before Maximus was born.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's dedicated to you.
Can I just ask as well, if I was to remain anonymous in this story, what old-fashioned lady's name would I have had?
Oh, great question.
Betty?
Yeah, Betty, I think, would be right, wouldn't it?
Betty Huxtable. Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the Tap End.
At the Tap End.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.